Good afternoon, everyone. Nate Dickinson here with KATE 1450. We're joined by one of the players of the year in the top of Iowa Conference for baseball this season of the Lake Mills Bulldogs, Casey Hansen. And Casey, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to talk to us here. How's the offseason been for you to start out? What have you been up to in the couple of weeks you had off? I mean, it was a sprint for you guys, playing just about every day. I'm sure it's nice to get a little bit of time to relax some.
My family likes to boat, so we go out and boat a lot when it's nice out, and we golf too. So yeah, I haven't been doing much baseball, but
yeah. Well, you had plenty of baseball to do over the course of those last few weeks, as we mentioned. I want to talk to that a little bit too, but I guess we'll start in chronological order. Way back when you weren't sure if there was going to be a season at all, what were you doing as far as like preparing for a season? Were you guys like still working out as if you were hoping to have a season at some point? Was it kind of a rush to get going?
We were trying. We were kind of like trying to get in and trying to get stuff done. Then all these new things kept coming out, and we didn't know if we should keep doing it or not. And yeah, we didn't. Mm-hmm. We tried to get stuff done, but it was a little tough with everything going on.
So then when you first find out that there is going to be, after it's going to be the way that it is, with just a couple of weeks and you playing pretty much every day throughout it, how did you first take it when you realized that news? And also, how was it kind of different than what you might have expected when you first started?
Well, I knew we weren't going to be playing a full season or whatever, because it was already past that point. And When it came out that they said we were playing a half season, they were going to add probably a few games in to get you more playing time before your conference games and your district finals and stuff like that. It was a lot because we hadn't done anything in probably 2 weeks, because everything kind of got not necessarily shut down, but everybody was freaking out. And so we didn't really have much done, and then it came out we were playing baseball, and I mean, we were all excited, but we had a lot of work to do before even our first game.
Was it harder than you expected to get through all of that day after day, or was it a little bit maybe even easier once you got into the groove of things to kind of get going?
I don't know. Like, I mean, getting into it, it was a lot harder. I mean, warming up your arm for the first time in a long time, and expecting it to be how it was last year after a full season is kind of hard. But it worked out, and I think everybody kind of got used to it towards the middle to end of the year.
And it worked out for the team, which we'll get to in a moment, but it worked out really well for you individually too, as we mentioned, one of the top of Iowa players of the year. What do you think it was that you did that allowed you to be so successful throughout the season in a shortened time where you really, like you mentioned, had to kind of rush into things?
I don't know. I've always kind of thrown the ball a little bit, like, in the off season. And I just, when baseball did come on, I was already throwing a little bit, preparing for the season. And so when they did say that we were going to have it, I was kind of already at the point where I wasn't going to be hurting my arm the first practice, throwing hard or anything like that. So, yeah, I think being like ready to go before even the season started was big.
And then as a team, too, you guys started off winning your first three games, obviously did really good in the conference. What do you think you guys did all together that allowed you to be so successful and get that conference title?
I don't know. I didn't know how it was going to go this year, because we had a few new people out, and we knew that they were going to have to be a key part of this team, Caleb Bacon and Chet Helming. But they came out and they played good, and I think they surprised themselves and surprised everybody about how they were going to play. So I think having those guys come out and have a good year, trying to prove to the rest of us that we can do it and we can be good this year. So
now we talked to Coach Throne a little bit, and he mentioned that if anything like awards or stuff like that comes out, he likes to tell you guys before it actually goes out to the public and all that. So I know that you knew a little early that you'd be getting this. But what was your kind of reaction when you first found out and he told you that you had been named to this honor?
I was a little surprised, I know, because we got Reese Moore this year, did an amazing job at the plate and good at pitching too. And I knew it was going to be probably between, well, there's a few people in our conference who are really good, but I don't know. I just, the way I batted this year, I kind of was up at the top of our conference and whatever. So I knew I'd be up there, and I knew I was probably up at the top for pitching. So I knew it was probably going to be a close run between me, Reese, and maybe a few other people. So,
do you keep track of that stuff throughout the season, like how you're doing compared to everybody else?
I don't really. Hmm. No. Like, I mean, before a game, I'll look and see, especially if I'm pitching, I'll look to see who the good hitters are and stuff like that. And but other than that, no, I don't just look at batting averages and stuff like that in the conference and state.
All right, Casey, well, you've got another year ahead of you too with Lake Mills. Give us a little preview of what you guys have coming back next season and what you think you can do out there next spring when hopefully, again, we'll be able to get a full baseball season down in Iowa.
Yeah. I think we're only losing, like, Jackson Rice, Tyler, Helgeson, Mason Fritz, Chet. I mean, those guys were all big players, but I think our younger freshman kids this year coming up, they'll hopefully get some playing time, and they did pretty well. So I think we're going to do good again. It'd be nice to get another conference championship and hopefully make it past the first round of districts this year.
Yeah, well, you guys showed that you have the talent out there to do it with what you were able to do this spring. And you're right, hopefully make a little bit deeper of a playoff run. And I know everybody here is looking forward to keeping track of it as the season gets going next year. That's a long ways away. But again, Casey Hansen with us here on KATE, joining us to talk a little bit about his season and what's going on next for him and the Bulldogs, too. Thanks again, Casey, for taking some time to talk to us here on KATE. We'll hopefully talk to you again soon.
Yeah, no problem.